This is a continuation of the interview of Rose Kopp Hartman. You said that you thought the best invention during your lifetime was the automatic washing machine. How come?
Well, because it saved a lot of work for the women. It was hard work by hand, carrying the water in with a bucket and then washing by hand on the board, mm-hmm. then hanging it out on a line, bringing it back in, folding it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best invention, but that other business is good.
Yeah.
I think a tractor for a man is a good thing, the invention.
Well, that's true. What did you think in the 60s when the first man walked on the moon? That was quite an event in your lifetime. What did you think about that?
It was exciting, but I mean,
did you ever imagine that would ever happen? That people could walk on the moon? I know I didn't ever imagine that would happen.
I didn't want to walk on the moon, but I mean, I never thought it would ever happen.
Well, no, I certainly didn't either. Which person, living or dead, in your lifetime have you most admired? Which person in your lifetime, either living today or dead, have you most admired?
What's the last question?
Last
two words.
Who?
That you said.
Is there someone living or dead that you've known in your lifetime that you have admired them as a person because they've done something good?
Admired them?
Yeah. Is there anybody in your life that you know or still living that...
Not very many lived, you know. Isidore Miller is one of them.
How come you admire him?
Well, he's always been a good, clean guy, and he's been a hard-working man, you know, worked on the farm, and
mm-hmm.
he's still living. He's a little bit younger than I am.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's 92, I think, or whatever, and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Or 93, I think 93.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And how about famous people? What famous people in your lifetime have been worth admiring or have given a lot to people and to society?
Well, I think President Kennedy did a lot for the people.
I think he did too, yeah.
I know everyone might not agree with me, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there anything you want to add about any questions that I've asked you or anything that you'd like people to remember or that you want to remember before we end the interview?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
I think the tractor is another very handy thing for a man, and also the new machinery is very handy.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, you know, those combines where they thresh the grain as they combine it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very handy, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the hay, they make the hay and they make the rolls, you know, and all that. It's, everything is so modernized, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. It's completely different than when I grew up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think you'd live that long to see all those changes?
Huh?
Well, we're glad that you did, though.
I asked God to let me live 1 year after that died to see how it is to be live alone again.
Well, you obviously made it quite a few years. He's been dead for quite some time now.
Dead in 81, and I am still living.
That's right. Well, this ends the interview, and we appreciate your contribution to preserving our Germans from Russia. Our Germans from Russia heritage. Yes, I'm sending it in to Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sending it to the society, yeah. And that's the end. Thank you.